still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Eric is out there this morning doing lovely Christmassy type things. Lots of Christmas stuff going on, and our friends at Sanderson Ford have that. Feed a family. I want Eric to sing it. Eric, sing it. Feed a family, make a kid happy.
Feed a family, make a kid happy. It's with a new car, Sanderson Ford, Sanderson Lincoln.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's very perfect, Eric. Well
he
done.
Nailed it.
Nail it? Am I on the voice now?
Yeah, you're in. You've done it. I spun my chair right around. You're on my team.
Do it in a mask.
Yeah. Oh, the masked singer. Perfect. The feed a family, make a kid happy, win a new car. It's going on, and Eric's got out at Walmart right now. Williamsfield Road and Santan Freeway. It's on South Market Street in Gilbert. And you can go out there, and they've got all that loaded up, and you're inside the Walmart because it's cold, dark, and scary.
Yes, it's very scary outside, so it's kind of Christmassy. I like it. We're right next to the Christmas tree. So come on inside. You can donate. All we're collecting is new toys for the kids, children's clothing items, packaged food items. That's non-perishable food, so you can pick all that stuff up right here in the Walmart. And also, I've got some prizes for you guys. I got T-shirts, I got some DVDs, and Port of Subs have hooked us up with a bunch of coupons for free subs. So if you donate, you get a free sub. It's that easy, and it's for a great cause. So come on down to Walmart, Williamsfield Road, and Santan Freeway, right across from Santan Village Mall. I'll be here till 9 o'clock, hanging out with Nerf Beard and Vicky. She loves it when I call her Vicky. She stares at me angrily.
That's Annalisa, correct? Annalisa is Vicky.
Annalisa, she goes by many names.
Yeah.
Vicky, Annalisa, Victoria, I think is a real name. I don't know. I don't really care.
She won't be here much longer. We don't need to worry about that. Yeah. You can't help her.
That's true.
Yeah, you can't really get to know her. It's not like we've talked about in the past. You can't be friends with her. Imagine dragging her home.
No, no.
Annalisa and I are going to go to the movies, Lisa. She's awesome. I like her so much. She's a good friend. So we're just going to pal around, grab a couple beers, and then hit the movies.
With that girl?
Yeah. I'm treating her equal like I would a man.
Not around me, you're not.
So it's a bunch of garbage that we think that that's a possibility, because it isn't. Because you would sleep with her,
I
and everybody it. Knows it. And she knows it, and that's what makes it creepy.
Yep, see? Can't argue with that.
Yeah, there's no,
nailed
that's called man logic, and yeah. And women are right to say that. Don't be friends with them, it's a fact. There you go. This morning, be careful. Eric has a lot of sexual tension between Nerf Beard and himself. South Market Street in Gilbert, Williamsfield Road, and Santan Freeway out there all morning with Sanderson Ford feeding kids, feeding families, making kids happy, giving away cars. That ain't so bad. Eric, we'll talk to you in a little while.
Later, guys.
All right, there you go. Eric's out. He's inside. He's got to be happy that the whole thing is moved
for sure
to the indoors because it's nasty over there. We're getting rain for another day or two. Good stuff. It's time now for Brady, however, to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And from now until December 13th, you can drop off new unwrapped toys there as well. Phoenix area Hooters getting you guys all sorts of stuff. And when you do it, you'll get a free order of fried pickles. Only at Hooters. Everybody's in their holiday push to do something. So help out Hooters as well when you go there. Knock it out. Give them a toy and get some free food. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Smokeout Day.
Yeah. Good for you. Don't smoke. That is a good thing. I don't know if you need a day for that, but if this is the catalyst to get you to not smoke, then darn it, do it. Because it is gross.
Yeah.
It is proven to be just detrimental.
And you know it's gross.
Yeah. And we all have a vice and we all have a bad habit, but pick up one that isn't so gross. You can have a vice that's going to kill
such
you.
Such as?
Well, Diet Dr. Pepper. I'm sure it's destroying me from the inside out. Eating my innards like I'm drinking acid on a regular basis because I am. But you know what it doesn't do? Make me stink. So at least outwardly and socially, you don't know by smell or sight that I'm a Diet Dr. Pepper connoisseur, a guzzler. Smokers,
on this day,
you stink. So you pick up a habit that doesn't smell so bad. Or meth. Meth is not good. We can tell you're on meth.
Can you be a connoisseur of something that has one flavor? Like Dr. Pepper is just...
No, there's each can is different.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't like the way you're disrespecting the process.
Oh, I'm just asking about
each can has its own bouquet. Each can has its own feel, weight. They attempt to make them as similar as possible, but I'll tell you right now that so far 2019 has been a fantastic year for Diet Dr. Pepper.
And temperature is not a real
variable.
Big deal. Yeah.
Huge variable.
That's the one thing about you that I don't understand.
I get warm.
Yeah.
European. I like it cold too, but I prefer room temperature soda.
Is that because the bouquet is
I don't know why. I've never known why.
The prunes. They...
I have to think that they, when my mom used to store pop in our house, and I'd sneak it because she'd always put two in the fridge and say, you can have these. That's it. I would guzzle those in like 2 minutes, and then I'd be like, well, I know where she keeps it. And it was in a pantry, and it was warm.
Makes you feel like you're getting away with it.
Yeah, well, that, I don't even know if that's it. I just started to realize that the warm soda I went to before, and then I started to drink that before I took the two out of the fridge because I got wise. If she sees the two in the fridge, she won't be aware that I've had 12 Pepsis or whatever that are out of the pantry. She was very smart, though. Imagine that. She'd go back for two more the next day, and they were gone. She kind of figured it out. Plus, I was stuck to the ceiling. But yeah, I like a...
Yeah, our boys are genius, too. They try and turn around the box of ice cream sandwiches.
To where it looks
like it's not unopened. It's not opened. Then you go and grab it, and there's like three left in
the
it.
Bottom.
So what was your plan here toward the end when there's none left?
Yeah.
Seven before dinner.
Magic. I don't know.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, that's the key. Lie until you get away with it.
Alex must have eaten one.
Yeah. Let's start that habit. Start eating ice cream sandwiches. You
for
might
breakfast?
You might balloon up. Yeah, but it's better than smoking. Have a vice. Everybody's doing something
better.
To kill themselves. Brady's doing stuff to kill himself. You're doing stuff to kill yourself. Everybody's doing something to kill yourself. But at least it doesn't, you know, if it starts to show visibly and you know, oh, this guy's habit is, then it's bad. Outside of that, that's it. So National No Smoke Day or Smoke Out or whatever they're calling it, it's a good thing. Make everybody stop smoking. Get a little healthier. And the very best part is you don't stink anymore. And your car resale value will go up.
It's nothing but the truth.
That's a fact.
On this day in history, 56 years ago, 1963, JFK and Jackie arrived at San Antonio, Texas to start their two-day tour.
The tour of Texas. It was supposed to be a four-day tour,
the beginning
if I'm not
of
mistaken.
The end.
So it was just a two-day tour, but not necessarily by choice.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe
I don't
it was.
Either. I don't know when it was supposed to end. I know it was just a two-day tour. I don't know if it was supposed to be three, if they had plans to stick around Dallas for an
According to this, it was a two-day tour.
Well, because, Brady, we know how it ends. It was a two-day tour. Accurately.
You're president. You have an option. I'll stay longer. 43 years ago on this day, November 21st, the first Rocky movie opened up in New York.
Nice. Quick reminder from my friend Paul, who he and I both share a Thanksgiving tradition that is just unmatched since the mid-60s, is the smell of turkey in the air.
Mid-60s.
The smell of turkey in the air, the Detroit Lions losing a football game, and Kennedy's head exploding multiple times. This year, a very special version of Thanksgiving in America because the Kennedy is an assassination equinox. It's happening on the same day it happened back in 1963, Friday. We are having an assassination equinox, and I think there should be some type of celebration.
Party. Lions, bears, and bullets?
I don't think – the bears aren't even involved. The lions lose every – the bears aren't unpredictable. Lions traditionally lose –
I guess the bears aren't there every year.
Every Thanksgiving the lions lose.
It's the Cowboys
it's
and Lions.
It's as guaranteed as mom's turkey. Well, not in Eric's house, but it's as guaranteed as someone's mom's turkey. Turkey, lions losing, Kennedy's head exploding. That's Thanksgiving to me. And I give thanks for it every year. Assassination Equinox, that's special. Hopefully there's new recordings. Last year they had one where a guy went to Australia and filled watermelon hulls with green gelatinous ooze that was like blood. And for no reason at all, tried to recreate the assassination in Melbourne. And then they went out in the desert and did it again. They just kept popping this watermelon that when a bullet hit its head, it would just blow green junk all over the place. Loved it. That's Kennedy's head, the watermelon. And here I am perched up on here. This is the desert, but we've triangulated every meter to be exactly the same. And let's take a look here. I know he didn't use a machine gun, but this is what it would have looked like. Ah, there's Kennedy's head everywhere. Oh, it's terrible. Now let's investigate how much green matter is everywhere. This is absolutely not scientific, but it's fun. Sorry, go ahead.
39 years ago in 1980. On this day, Don Henley was arrested in L.A. after paramedics treated a nude 16-year-old girl suffering from a little drug overdose. He later pled no contest to contributing to the delinquency of a minor, went into a drug diversion program to avoid felony drug charges and unlawful possession of marijuana, cocaine, and quaaludes.
And the Eagles are coming to town.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah. Don't start it yet, Richard. It's not Thanksgiving. It's like stuffing today.
I just wanted to see the
there's
watermelon.
There's the green stuff. These are the guys doing it. You found it.
Products and military weaponry.
It was so quick.
They're a far cry from the craft.
They put a shell over the top of this thing.
There's no one else
like
building
a candy-coated shell?
Yeah. Technology like this wasn't around in 1964 when the Warren Commission conducted an investigation
all over the desert.
Of Kennedy's murder. Questions remain in conspiracy theories.
I don't know why they did it in the middle of the desert, but they did.
Really the lone gunman? Or were there multiple
the
ballistic-
best thing is after like,
oh, look at that. Yeah,
after an hour of recreating skulls through stuff blowing junk out of this guy's melon
the model the brain the skull was made of a vinyl resin base
it's so good but the best part is after an hour they're like I don't know the wind was blowing all of this was for naught hope you enjoyed it
they couldn't come to any conclusions
whether
he did the shot or not or
they're
there's
in
another
the desert
cheater.
They're in the desert the temperature's
the
different
angle.
The wind's different there's no trees the guy's just on a bluff firing back to see what direction a head would explode from that angle. And since it's not a real head, why don't they do what they did with that company?
Body place.
Yeah, that company that's in big trouble over here that was taking your grandma and blowing her up for that. Let's do some Kennedy trials out there with Granny. If she's donated and
I
willing
will
to.
I will donate myself to Kennedy Research.
That's actually a beautiful thing you just said. That's ask not
mm-hmm.
what
exactly.
the country can do for
that's
you.
That's the highest compliment.
I would like my body to be placed in the back of a 1963 limousine, topless, and blown up in a Dealey Plaza.
But they're going to have to put you farther,
with a hot chick
farther away.
Yeah, his head's too easy to hit.
It's going to be a longer shot.
Yeah, your head's too easy to hit.
You don't make know that it, Kennedy's head
well, based
was
based upon Kennedy's skull. He did have a
big head,
like a pretty big
but
head.
We could get a Dremel and work Toledo's skull down to whatever the size Kennedy's is and then put that
put
latex skin
over
it. Yeah, we'll flap you back up. We'll just...
All right.
And then we'll Dremel you down. And
what
then
do
flap
I care
it.
At that point?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Kennedy
Where
Research is that is beautiful. That is a beautiful statement. And then people shoot Kennedy's head the exact same way. And Toledo's corpse will be how we solve this mystery.
I'm in.
God, I hope you die soon.
The last
hey,
one is
27
years ago.
Your friends from Dylan can be involved.
Oh,
in
the Dylan guys. I can't
and you could do it from a helicopter.
Just like the real assassination.
27 years ago in 1992, Adam Sandler performed a Thanksgiving song on SNL.
Which, for an SNL sketch, was great. It blew up into something far too popular for its own good.
Why
yeah, it was in the Weekend
Update. He's making money on it. He never
intended it. A turkey lucky lie.
Beth pays him every year to play that song.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
A porn site called Cam Soda will cover the cost of your entire Thanksgiving dinner if you live stream the whole thing online so users can watch. Apparently, there are enough Thanksgiving
we cannot go to Cam Soda.
People that like watching people eating dinner fetish to make it a while. So you'll get, they'll pay you $250 to cover your meal. All you have to do is set up a camera and live stream it.
Live
nothing R-rated or even PG needs to happen. There's no nudity
just
required.
Eat.
You just have to eat with the knowledge that a bunch of people are watching you, possibly pantless. For legal reasons, everyone at dinner has to be over 18.
Possibly pantless.
Mm. Sorry, boys. You have
Thanksgiving.
To eat dinner in another room.
Man, hopefully they're making a list of people who like to watch other people eat Thanksgiving dinner, because that is a group of incels I think we should keep our eyes on.
According to this survey of company phone calls, 16% of people say they've accidentally said something bad on a work call because they forgot to mute themselves.
Oops.
Here's some dating trends for 2020. According to the dating app Plenty of Fish, cosplaying, where a casual relationship ends but the person eventually circles back to ask a favor, like going to their band show or supporting their Kickstarter. 61% of people say this has happened to them.
Oh.
Eclipsing. When you adopt the interests and hobbies of the person dating and pretend you've always liked them too. 45%
There are people in the world who do that, that can't just be in a room and have their own things. the second you mention you've got something, they have to mention they've got that same thing, or all of a sudden they've taken interest.
Eric's brother does that a little bit with
you? Oh, Eric's brother. No, Eric's brother just has fantasies, delusional fantasies. That has nothing to do with this. But yeah, the eclipsing thing is like, oh, I did this, this, and this. And then, or you experienced something, and then that person starts talking about it like they have too, even though they haven't, because they know you did. I had a friend who used to do that. Like, you'd hang around him, and then all of a sudden he'd start like dressing like you and tell your stories at, like they're his. Like, yeah. Like, what? Or people who say, like, oh, it's always weird to me that people will talk about a friend who has like an item, a house or a car or something, and they act like it's theirs. Or it's their point to brag about. I know a guy who's got like this Bentley Phantom. And he's got and it's just in, like, it's not your accomplishment. It's weird. You say, I know a guy with a Bentley, it's great, but they get excited like they own it.
White clawing.
Oh, yeah.
Where you stay with someone you find boring only because you find them attractive. 27% of people say they do this.
That's all attractive people.
Yellow carding. When you call out someone for their bad dating etiquette, throwing them the yellow card, 27%. And then there's dial toning, which is like a preemptive ghosting. When someone gives you their number and ignores every call or text you've ever sent.
Yeah, how's that different from ghosting?
Well, because you haven't even started a relationship.
Yeah, you never
you got the number, and you're like, you're following up. And
gotcha.
You just never follow up. You never ask for any more.
Starting in January, Pop-Tart is kicking out the pretzel Pop-Tarts. They'll be filled with chocolate and cinnamon sugar. But it's a pretzel crust Pop-Tart.
Okay.
Cracker Pop-Tart. Barrel is rolling out. I told you this is the 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
And for the Macy's Day, Thanksgiving Day Parade. Just the Macy's.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving
Macy's
Day Parade.
We changed it to Macy's Day now?
Pretty much. It's an infomercial.
They own it.
It's the Macy's Day, Thanksgiving Day, Parade Day.
Cracker Barrel made a little trailer because it's New York and there's not enough space for a normal footprint for a Cracker Barrel
mobile
store.
Cracker Barrel?
Yeah. Look at that, baby.
No.
Party for two?
No, thank you.
I got the gift store set up in the front end of that trailer. It's going to roll. In the parade.
Great. Oh, it's a parade float.
It'll roll
that's
in the parade,
different.
And then they'll let people.
No, that's...
Oh, I thought it was a mobile food truck, too.
It is. So they'll,
it is?
They'll let some a handful of people.
During the parade? Food.
They can't do that.
I don't know about during.
Chaos.
Wait.
They could pick a couple of winners.
It's taking forever. Now that Matt Lauer's gone, though, you can have cabins roll by with that, without any threat of people popping into the thing and using them. At the Macy's Day, Thanksgiving Day, Parade Day, Mama Boo Boo a Day Day.
This is pretty brutal.
That's an old Harry Belafonte song.
In Venice, there was a family in Los Angeles, not the actual Venice, Italy.
All right.
The Galen family had a 4-pound Yorkshire Terrier. He's in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
FedEx man goes by and decides just to throw the box over the slump block wall, lands on the terrier.
Oh, no.
And the woman's mother happened to be at the house at the time, and she went down and she lifted up the box, and she said, immediately I picked up the box, and Cooper was the name of the Yorkie, was in a puddle of blood.
Oh.
Down to the vet. Cooper
didn't make it.
Didn't make it. So now FedEx is
they got to buy
looking into it, and they say, we will. Based on the outcome of our investigation, we will take the appropriate action.
I don't know what you do. FedEx killed your dog. You get $1 million for that,
killed
right?
Killed my dog,
you get $1 million for
They'll
that.
They'll put a value on it.
Oh, you get $1 million for that.
Probably not for a dog.
You get $1 million.
Sure you would.
Yeah, you would. FedEx doesn't want that. You give those people $1 million and that all goes away. It's not neglect. It's just there's pain and suffering. And
it'd be interesting to see
covered.
The insurance formulas on that.
Because if they even get into a fight with that family, it's like, oh my God, Cooper was my emotional support. He was everything to me. He helped me sleep. He got me through the death of blah, blah, blah. I mean, my dog's getting murdered by a FedEx guy. It's $1 million.
Now, there is an outside chance, though, on the investigation, if there was, that the FedEx guy, I mean, there could have been a possibility where he put it by the house and someone grabs
them. Right, if someone else does it, right. But
they need to find that.
If they talk to the FedEx guy and he just chucked it over the fence.
There's trouble.
You're getting $1 million. There's no doubt in my mind you're not getting seven figures for that. Because all I would do is stand my ground and say, you guys killed my dog. You carelessly chucked a giant heavy package and crushed a terrier. You think that's worth buying me a new terrier? You don't understand. It's not just a replaceable item. What would it be for, like, if there's, like, a child back there?
I'm telling you, there's an insurance formula
on
settlements on sand.
To make that go away so FedEx never has this story told again, $1 million.
Well, a 4-pound dog.
Right. Each pound is $100.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
You're better off having a bigger deal.
Whatever they offer you, just shake your head. Are you kidding me?
Nope.
All the stress and you've made me crazy. Like, I lost my best friend.
Which
killed my dog.
Which I guess you'd have to do a separate suit. There's the.
No, because FedEx will pay you. I guarantee you.
Well, it's only going to go to court.
How much do you need?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, please make this go away. We're so sorry.
20-year-old Benjamin Gajir lives in Minnesota, and last Wednesday his 2019 Nissan Altima was impounded. He couldn't get it back until he paid the $300 towing bill. So last Sunday, he went to the auto shop where it was being stored to get it back. He just needed a way to bust through the fence and get it out. His answer was the 2012 Porsche that was parked right by his car in the lot. It was unlocked. The keys were inside. So instead of just stealing the Porsche, calling it an upgrade, he used the Porsche as a battering ram to make a hole in the fence. Then he dumped the Porsche and drove his Nissan safely through the hole.
Oh, wow.
They quickly tracked him down.
Pretty impressive. By the way, after you killed that terrier with the news just a second ago, Adam says Channel 3 had a story. The koala that was burned in might have to be put down.
Oh, no.
That's the follow-up for Brady, because I know he won't do it, Adam Moraga.
A lot of people ask me about Embers. I mean, Lewis.
Right. Yeah, and that's another guy said, wow, what's going on with Brady? He gets laid, and all of a sudden he has no feelings about animal cruelty anymore. Embers first, and now this animal gets smashed by a thing. He seems to be enjoying it too much. I like Brady
it's
when he wasn't
It's not animal cruelty.
To throw a package onto a terrier?
No, I'm talking about the...
Yeah.
I said that terrier, I wasn't yeah. really...
Oh, he's saying that, you
fact.
Know, making jokes about burning koalas screaming on the news, calling them embers. He's saying you've gotten a little... callous since you got your dick wet.
That's how I deal with tragedy sometimes, comedy.
Timing.
Sorry.
That little thing's crying and screaming and burning. I'm going to name him Embers. Too soon.
Why? We got to get through this together.
Give
I'd
it
like
a couple
to ask
days.
Everyone for thoughts and prayers.
No. While he's burning, you can't nickname him Embers. You put him out, you make sure he's okay. Then later you can call him Embers. I have a friend with a burned arm, and you make jokes about him like that. But you didn't do it the day you had the salve and the fake
too
skin
soon.
On. Yeah, hey, Embers, what's going on? It burns. Yeah, I bet it does. Glad I'm not you. Anyway, I'm going to go stand next to the Christmas tree for a little bit, get blown.
John, sure that kid is or that puppy is tragic, lost him, but we've been dropping packages on African kids for a long time. I don't see them suing.
That's a good point. It's acceptable amount of casualties when the rice comes out of the Red Cross plane. Because we won't land. It's too many warlords.
No.
Drop
can't
it
get
them.
Close.
Drop it on them. Really? That seems impersonal and rude. Drop the giant bags of rice and the crates on those people. Trust me, they'll love it. FedEx kills your dog, $1 million. You smash Umbatu with a bucket of rice and everybody else is like, ah, he wasn't going to make it anyway.
Police in Monroe, Michigan... use your help. There was a shooting, and they were able to identify the shooter, but they're looking for him. So if anyone knows the whereabouts of Simba Lion, he's the guy they're looking for.
Oh, my God. That's his name?
Simba Lion.
Please tell me they spelled it L-Y-I-N.
Nope.
Lion, like not telling the truth.
We'll end it with a real quick video. This happened in Newport Beach, California. It's an umpire at a youth baseball game arguing with some obnoxious parents. They clearly have been harassing him, and he finally had enough. And I think what probably made him storm off the field is the lady's last comment said, "Are you mad because the kids are taller than you?"
Oh, a short shot. Draw. You can't be a...
Yeah, I heard you. Okay, do you want to have a game here? Baseball game.
Hey, stay professional for the kids and just do your job.
By the way, parents always say that.
Yeah, to the umpires.
Stay professional for the kids, but our actions.
Go back. What did he say?
I think that was the line of the
league. Yeah, because the leader wouldn't shut up.
Yeah,
because
the kids are
taller
than you.
That was a good shot, though.
Sorry.
Wait, do you think he wants to ref your kid's game?
By the way, Alex, junior high baseball game last year, umpire called the cops.
Oh, yeah.
He stayed there on site and called the cops against the parents because the parents were harassing him.
He's got her cup of coffee.
She's fine.
Come back here, you baby.
That's real classy.
You gonna get in your booster seat, scoot way up, and drive home?
I didn't know Eric umped games on the weekends. That's good.
Good money.
It's a quality shot, but let's be honest. Do you think that guy really wants to be hanging out umpiring? He's trying to get a job doing something else, and that looks like a rich neighborhood because he's dressed like a pro
Newport.
Umpire. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great stuff. Are you mad because the kids are taller than you? Yep. You nailed it. Bye.
Enjoy the rest of the game.
Right. He's having a bad day. Umpire with a bad day. But he's right to turn around and tell him, guys, shut up. It's kids' baseball. You need to be professional, Tiny. There's no reason for you to be so crazy from way down there. Short jokes to a short guy. He's writing a manifesto right now in his umpire outfit. He's going to pop out little tiny clown car and start plugging the next game. I'd be careful. Keep an eye on him.
John, worst part of that is hearing moms say ridiculous in their condescending mom tone gets under my skin every time. You have no idea, woman.
Yeah. Yep. Oh.
Well, here's the vest. Go ahead. Call the game.
Yeah, you do it. I don't hit women, but if I did, I'd go with the Charles Barkley line. There you go.
Ball five.
Yeah, ball.
I don't know what he's doing. He's adorable. That's a good pitch. Nice try, Tim. You really gave it a shot there.
It bounced.
Strike two for having a foul mouth.
Eric's out there this morning. Williamsfield Road and the Santan Freeway, South Market Street in Gilbert at the Walmart. Feed a family. Make a kid happy. Sanderson Ford out there with them trying to give you good. They're giving away cars like crazy, which is great. And you can help out as well by dropping off a new toy, some clothes for kids, or a packaged food item, non-perishable food item. You can drop it off there at the Walmart today. South Market Street. We'll talk to Eric in just a minute. There goes your Brady Report.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98.